Final hour of power right here on 106.7 The Fan. We're also simulcasting on our sister station, the Team 980. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. It's the Youngest and Charles and L. Willingham. We'll take you up to 105. Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler will get you warmed up for the series finale of Nats and Giants. That comes your way. First pitch set for 135. Michael Soroka on the bump for D.C. So make sure you keep it live and local on The Fan all afternoon long. Quick scheduling update for you, boy. I love to get you all up to speed with what I have going on. I am doing the gauntlet over the next 2 days. So I was with you today from 10 to 1:05 p.m. Eastern time. And I'll take a little bit of a break. You'll hear me here locally on the Infinity Sports Network from 10 to 2 a.m. Eastern time. Then I'll be back on the Infinity Sports Network tomorrow morning, 10 to noon. Have a little bit of a break. Then I'm with you. Holding down the fort 2 to 6, sitting in for Grant and Danny on Memorial Day. Your regular scheduled programming will be back on Tuesday, except for Tuesday 2 to 6:30 right here on The Fan. It'll be myself and Danny Rouillet. So really looking forward to that. Right now, though, we promised you we will get to Trevor Sikkema coming up here after the next break, but want to continue overrated versus underrated. So we got our overrated versus underrated cookout foods. My underrated cookout food, I went with the hot dog. I think it's just simple. It's elite. And if you dress it up well, one of the creme de la cremes when it comes to the cookout meats. Real quick, this is a question I'm sure a foodie out there will have an answer to. What's a hot dog made out of? I'm going to Google it.
I don't know if you want to find out.
Are you kidding? Don't tell me that it's something crazy. What is a hot dog made of? Hot dogs are primarily made from ground meat trimmings, typically a mixture of beef, pork, and chicken, along with other ingredients like salt, spices, preservations, and sometimes fillers. What are the fillers? The main ingredient nowadays is primarily the muscles of beef, pork, chicken, or turkey, or a combination of meat and poultry. Other common ingredients are sugar. What? First of all, now that I've brought up the sugar take, one thing, I don't know, I'll be real here. Y'all know I'm 27 years old. I'm a black guy, black kid. Is this a black thing, putting spaghetti on, sugar on spaghetti? Have you ever heard of anything like that, Ben? When I say that to you, does anything,
no.
That's something you do too?
No, I've never even heard of that.
Okay, so it clearly is just a black thing. Okay, so I was tweaking when I see sugar in spaghetti. I mean, sugar in hot dogs. I know in the African-American community, we'll sprinkle a little sugar on some spaghetti every now and then.
Maybe I should know that based on what people on TikTok have said the past few weeks,
right?
Well,
I'm about to say, you already know that you are one of us. All gingers out there, by the way. Okay, so there's that. So my most underrated cookout food was the hot dog. My most overrated one was barbecue ribs. Ben, give your overrated, underrated cookout foods again for us.
Yeah, the overrated was pork chops, underrated pulled pork sandwiches.
Just a pork connoisseur you are, my friend. Overrated versus underrated summer activities. My overrated summer activity, the pool, just disgusting. People use the bathroom in the pool. People don't watch their damn kids in the pool. Some of these lazy-ass lifeguards out there don't clean the pool when they're supposed to. It's nasty work. I don't like the pool. My most underrated summer activity. My most underrated summer activity, outdoor basketball. I love hooping outside at a nice park. Well, you know what we're going to do, Ben? One of these, it's tough because we're always in here on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
King Farm, bro. I don't know if you're
playing. Yeah, outside. I've been to those courts.
King Farm,
nice
be
courts.
Jumping, man. We could go run King Farm for an afternoon if you want to. I can say that because me and Ben, now that he's graduated from college, so a big round of applause for our guy once again. We're going to start taking over local LA fitnesses. Outdoor parks. Here's my thing about playing outside, young top, little top. You know, I'm a big allergy guy. I have terrible allergies. So much so that I recently got an inhaler. I've recently been diagnosed with allergy-induced asthma. Like, the allergy season makes me have asthma and go crazy. I get the wheezing. My eyes get puffy. It's terrible. That's my kryptonite, playing outdoor basketball. If it's a high pollen day, sub me out, buddy. There's nothing I can do for you.
So it's the pollen is the kryptonite, but not the double rims.
No. Oh, I love me some. If you can really shoot, and I know you've got the stroke. I know you do. double rims don't bother me. And look, my game isn't built off of a lot of jump shots anyway. I'm a mid-range guy. I'll knock down a corner three. I love the right wing. But I don't know. That's my underrated summer activity, though, would be outdoor basketball. Overrated would be swimming. What is it for you?
My overrated was going to the beach.
Yeah.
I mentioned Ginger. Doesn't really mesh well.
That's tough.
Can't be in the sun for too long. I hate the sand, how hot it is. Hate walking on it. Hate touching it. Underrated, and this is something that I know you don't like. I'm going to try to change your mind on it. Fishing. Not enough people in this world are fishing. Or there's too many people that are fishing. There's a kind of a fine line between that.
Yeah, but I'm not a big fishing guy. I've told you multiple times why, and you laughed at me.
Well, and I'm not talking about going out on a boat in the ocean fishing. I'm talking about fishing locally, streams, rivers. I love fly fishing.
Okay.
That's a really fun thing I like to do. That's niche. That's not something a lot of people do for sure.
So fly fishing was actually a sport at my college.
What?
Yeah. It was a sport at my college.
I could have gone D3 fly fishing.
D3 fly fishing, bro. It was nasty. Nasty work. Now this is just going to get really interesting. Overrated versus underrated rappers. You can chime in on this if you want to. At 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. We've gone overrated versus underrated cookout foods, overrated versus underrated summer activities. Now we're getting into the hot stuff. Overrated versus underrated rappers. Overrated rapper, the most overrated rapper, walking God's green earth. That stupid song that he had the kahunas to play at the Super Bowl. Kendrick Lamar, you Drake-shaming bastard. I can't stand Kendrick Lamar. He's a fraud. He's my most overrated rapper by far. Not even close. And look, I know what people are going to say. The NBA loves his songs. They love Loyalty and Damn. And I can care less about that. Kendrick Lamar, to me, wouldn't even be relevant right now if it wasn't for Drake. Him going at Drake the way that he did put him in the limelight. Gave him some moonshine, as I like to call it. Quick story about moonshine. I was in, I think it was 9th grade. We were coming back. We got waxed by Gaithersburg and JV. Coming back on the bus, and there was one kid didn't play. In this game, ladies and gentlemen, I was the front line of an onside kick. It was torrential downpour. First time in my career I ever got my helmet knocked off. I bent down for the onside kick and got de-cleated. My helmet got knocked off. It rolled 6-7 yards. It was a crazy experience. But on the bus back, this kid didn't play, another freshman. He was like, man, coach, why I can't play? It's like everybody else getting all the moonshine. So there's a moonshine reference for you. Overrated rapper to me, Kendrick Lamar. My most underrated rapper. This is tough for me. Because we're going to go mainstream, I assume, here, right?
Yeah.
My most underrated rapper. Underrated. It's hard to be an underrated mainstream rapper, is how I would put it. But who is the rapper that we don't have a deep enough appreciation for? Man, that's tough for me.
I have my answer.
What's your answer?
Overrated rapper.
Yeah.
I'm going Kanye West, Kendrick Lamar, Playboi Carti, those three.
Yeah.
Those are the most overrated for me. Underrated, though.
Uh-huh.
I don't see enough love for Lil Tecca. I just don't.
Lil Tecca. That's a pull. Some people out there are like,
he's really good.
Who the hell is Lil Tecca?
He is thoroughly in my rotation with YoungBoy and Gunna.
That's the most underrated.
And then the DMV rappers are of course underrated because most people don't know about them. But
for sure,
I'll spare the conversation on that.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. We're going through our most overrated and underrated. Overrated and underrated summer activities, overrated and underrated cookout foods, overrated and underrated rappers. We'll run through the list here real quick as we're starting to get some calls rolling in here. The most controversial take that's been given thus far, I think, is my most overrated cookout food being ribs. But let's see what Steve in DC has for his most overrated and underrated rapper. Going on, Steve?
Yes, sir. Most overrated rapper of all time is Snoop Dogg.
You sound like Grant Paulson gave that exact answer on Friday, and I understand in the African American community right now, Snoop Dogg is not in everybody's good graces because of the performance that he had and in him performing for the president. But can you expound upon that? Why is Snoop Dogg an overrated rapper to you?
First of all, he's overrated. They say he was a great freestyler. No, he wasn't. And then his only claim to fame was Doggy Style.
Yeah.
With a couple songs on there. After that, it's nothing.
You don't like, you're not a fan of Sensual Seduction.
He had a hit every 15 years when he hooked up with the right person. But yeah. As far as him, you know, when he went to Master P and them, oh my goodness,
yes.
That was horrible.
Yeah. And that's a little bit before my time. Who's your most underrated rapper, Steve?
Underrated, I would go with definitely.
This is tough, I know. While you're thinking, I'll give you a couple go ahead. While you're thinking
like
here.
Q-Tip.
Okay. That's another guy that's, you know, a little bit older for me, but I dig it and I pick up what you're putting
down.
So real quick before we let you go, Steve, because I'm happy you chimed in on this. Most overrated and underrated cookout food. I know you on the grill this weekend, brother, man.
Of course. You know I'm grilling. Okay, so overrated, underrated cookout food. Side, I do got to be a meat, a side, or whatever.
Yeah, whatever you think.
Okay, overrated. I would go with.
I went with barbecue.
And this
ribs.
Is gonna be a hot take.
Uh huh.
This is gonna be a hot take. I would go with steak.
Wow. Okay, and that's interesting because I don't know. First of all, Steve, invite me to the cookouts you at, brother man. If somebody throwing steak on the grill, money is long.
You know, but it's people just love a hot dog, a hamburger,
yes.
You know, some grilled chicken,
uh-huh.
Something like that. But a steak, okay, yeah, it's cool, but you're not running to the grill to get that.
For sure. I agree with that. You know what you're running to the grill for? When they first lift that grill up and that American cheese and melted on that homemade burger patty, boy.
Hey, absolutely.
I'm telling you.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you. Steve,
and,
I appreciate
it. And, you know, we on like Tanner now. You know, times change now where you can't talk about it. But it's nothing like a grill glizzy. Sorry.
Oh, hey, look, Steve, I said that was my most underrated cookout food. You dress that bad boy up, some grilled onions. Some grilled onions, some ketchup, some mustard. I don't do the relish and all that, Steve. I keep it simple with my glizzy, brother. Steve, I appreciate
you. A hot dog on the grill is the best
for
to ever
sure.
do it. That's the most underrated one. I agree.
For sure. I appreciate you tapping in as always, Steve. Enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend, my brother. 1-800-636-1067. Real quick here, Ben, while we got some time. My most overrated and underrated play-by-play broadcasters. We'll actually get that for you on the other side of the break. Our most overrated and underrated play-by-play broadcasters, plus our guy Trevor Sikkema, going to join us coming up here momentarily as well. All that and more next on The Fan. Man, I wish I would have been able to play it on air, young. G from the shop, my absolute favorite, young. We don't talk about somebody that's been rocking with me from the very beginning since I started doing this, man. G from the shop participated in our overrated versus underrated conversation. Let's just say it got a little X-rated in my DMs. He sent me 4 straight voice memos, each like 30 seconds a pop, some of which I can share on the air, some of which I won't. G from the shop taps in and says, "Hey, this is the sneaky one, the most underrated cookout food." He was just saying, man, grabbing a piece of bread, putting a piece of chicken between it, and walking around the cookout joning on people. That is, look. That's one way to get down. He said a piece of barbecue chicken. With me, when it comes to eating chicken on bread, you ever had a chicken thigh sandwich?
Yeah, of course.
Come on, man. You spit that bone out, good potato bread. Love it. He went most overrated rapper. He agreed with Kendrick Lamar. he went overrated, underrated with something else too, but we will keep that in the DM. So shout out to all of you participating with that. What I want to hop into right now, Ben, I know me and you were geeked up to do this because we're play-by-play broadcasters ourselves. Ben, over the past several years, called a hell of a lot of Maryland play-by-play when it comes to basketball, baseball. I don't know if you got to do football at all.
A lot of football.
A lot of football. So, Ben, well-versed in this play-by-play chops. Me, you know, I've been doing play-by-play since 2018, from college to doing high school. been around the block when it comes to play-by-play. This past year, I was the voice of the Howard Bison football program. My most overrated play-by-play broadcaster. This is tough because you feel like you're slighting somebody who's a dog because they've obviously made it to this level.
Yeah, it's so tough.
It's tough. You went with a controversial one that I disagree with. We won't share it because we just won't. We'll keep this as a national conversation.
Mm-hmm.
My most overrated play-by-play guy, Ernie Johnson. I don't get steamed up for EJ doing baseball. I know he does baseball on TBS. He's not real good to me.
It's funny because when I was on the Metro on the way here, I was just watching YouTube videos. I was watching biggest Washington Nationals home runs in postseason history.
Yes.
And like half those calls are Johnson. And some of them I like. Some of them are kind of just boring.
He doesn't make the moment as big as it should.
He's much better at his role that he's been in as a studio host.
Yes.
Excellent at that. One of the best to do it in that business.
Probably the best to do it, honestly. Ernie's the man. Love me some EJ.
Play-by-play, he's okay.
Yes.
He's okay. He's not bad.
I'm glad that you brought it up because that's what made me have that take on it was hearing him doing some of the Nats games and like those moments were massive for this franchise. And the one thing I think he does a good job of, Ben, and I guess I don't know if it's more important for radio or TV, he lets it breathe.
That's the TV thing.
He let it breathe almost too damn much, though, it felt like at times. So that's interesting. My most underrated play-by-play broadcaster. This is hard because there's a lot of dogs out there. Underrated. It's hard to call any of these dudes underrated because everybody has their favorites. I'm going to go, boy, this is tough. My most underrated play-by-play guy. I'll give you a couple here that I think are underrated. One, Mark Jones of ESPN is a badass. Some people, if you're not a traditional play-by-play guy, you don't like some of the, chestnuts that he uses deep in his bag, like there are fries at the bottom. That's one of the more cornier ones that he does. During the Western, that opening round series between the Clippers and the Nuggets, he said, Russell Westbrook is in his chest like bronchitis. I said, damn, Mark Jones, you cutting up, young. So I love me some Mark Jones. Thing I love about Mark, he's versatile. You can catch him doing football. You can catch him doing basketball. Huge Mark Jones fan. You want to talk about aura for broadcasters? Mark Jones right up there, top of the list. Another guy that's sneaky to me too, Tom Brady's partner.
Burkhart.
Kevin Burkhart. He's got it. I love me some Kevin Burkhart.
He's good.
He's pretty damn good. It's hard to call him underrated because he's the number one play-by-play guy for Fox, but like he is a dog. I do think he's underrated, though. People talk trash about him, it feels like. You know who else is underrated? Somebody that we could both appreciate because we used to hear him here locally. Kevin Albert.
Yeah.
Kevin Albert's a dog, bro. Like, I love his cadence. I love his tone. I grew up watching Redskins preseason games with Theismann and Kevin Albert on the call. Now Chick and B-Mitch do a great job with it. But that's another guy. I think Chick's pretty damn good at play-by-play, too. I said I wouldn't keep this local, but I had to shout out my guy Chick. But, yeah, it's a difficult conversation to have because you don't want to ever slight anybody. So who are your most overrated and underrated play-by-play broadcasters, Ben?
Overrated, it's too hard for me to pick, so I guess Johnson is a fair one for me. I can't really name any other ones off the top of my head right now, but I kind of wanted just to touch on the underrated ones right away.
For sure.
And my first underrated one.
You got some deep cuts here, I know it.
Not necessarily, because this guy is massive. He's called some of the biggest games. He's called some of the biggest moments in basketball history, but I think he is one of the most underrated baseball broadcasters, and that's Brian Anderson.
You damn dog. I prefer him on TBS versus
Ernie.
He
is so good at baseball.
BA is growing on me, bro, because for basketball, low-key, right, he like just it's been him and Kevin Harlan have kind of been juggling back with the late-night games. They normally do the West Coast games.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Brian Anderson's a dog. I've never seen his face, man.
You never seen him?
No, I'm about to Google him real quick.
Well, look up his call of Big Christmas game-tying home run in the ALCS this year. That's one of my favorite baseball calls.
Brian Anderson. That's a good pull, man. Yep, there we go. And Brian Anderson's been around the block, man. So he works for TNT.
He's the Brewers play-by-play broadcaster as well.
Yeah, so he does FanDuel Sports Network. I think that's where the Brewers hold their games at.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he's big time, man. And I think I like about him, too, baseball, basketball. I haven't heard him do football, so I don't know if he could do that. But I feel like football is, if you could do baseball, you could do football. Baseball is hard, I think.
So another guy that's underrated.
Yeah.
And I'm saying he's underrated in the sense because people don't appreciate his talent because he's kind of a meme. And that's Eric Collins, the Hornets announcer.
Oh, from Bethesda!
He is.
Yeah, he's a dog.
He's really good, yes. And he's so unbelievably entertaining. Like, I know people, like, kind of meme it
he's
when Cat scored 40 points in the first half. But he's really good. His football is actually really good.
What does he do? Who does he do football for?
He does it for FS1. So he did Maryland against Virginia 2 years ago, and Braden Wislowski, house called a kick return for a touchdown. His call was the funniest. Right. Once he got to the field, what kind of speed do you have, young man?
That's tough. Yeah, I think you hit right on the head. His energy that he comes with, man.
I have one local one, too.
Yeah, what's up?
And he's not a broadcaster with us anymore. I wish he was still on the air. I really do. It's Steve Buckhantz.
Buck.
Loved Steve Buckhantz. He made me fall in love with the idea of play-by-play, honestly. Yeah. Just watching Wizards games in the John Wall era. Score the field goal! He'll go to the line!
Do you use his stuff when you do bat, bro?
I actually don't use that.
I steal his
dagger.
Stuff all the time,
you steal dagger?
Bro. Yes. You know what my number one call is? After, let's just say it's, we're at Capital One Arena, and Bub Carrington's hit three straight threes on the fourth straight three. You don't even say that he hit a three. You go, how do you like that? His how do you like that call was, used to get me going, man.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely love that we got to give some guys some flowers for that. The other guy that I would say super underrated, too, if we're going to go local, that Dave Johnson, bad you-know-what, boy. Beal, center circle to wall. Oh, it's there!
But he's just the best.
Yeah, he's the GOAT. He's
Everybody knows in this industry that Dave Johnson is the best.
Yeah, Dave
There's
Johnson.
No question.
And you
want
to talk about versatility? Soccer, basketball, whatever.
It's in the net! It's in the net!
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So that is elite. Our guy Athen tweets at us and says, "I'm the most underrated play-by-play broadcaster. I appreciate the love, my brother." Got to include Young Strobes in there as well, man. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. As promised, Trevor Sikkema, Pro Football Focus, going to join us. We had his thoughts on where he ranked Terry McLaurin amongst the top 10 wide receivers in the NFL and what a potential contract extension looks like for Terry McLaurin. That is next, right here on The Fan. +1 800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. I'll take you up to 105. Literally a half hour left to go on the program. Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler will take over from there. They're on the call of the series finale of Nats and Giants. It'll be Michael Soroka on the bump for DC. It is a 1:35 first pitch, and per usual, you can hear all the action right here on The Fan, the official Washington Nationals radio network. We've had a ball here the back half of this show, going a little overrated versus underrated. We went overrated versus underrated cookout foods, summer activities. This was a good one. They got some interesting responses. Rappers. Now we're doing overrated versus underrated play-by-play broadcasters. I had a couple. My most overrated guy I said was Ernie Johnson doing baseball, and it hurt me to say that because, first of all, I think he's amazing as a studio analyst. Ben, I think you alluded to that as well. He's amazing as a studio analyst. It's just not, I don't think he gives you the big game feel when it comes to baseball and some of the moments that he had with the Washington Nationals. He's my most overrated play-by-play broadcaster. A couple of underrated guys we were talking about. You brought up Eric Collins from the Hornets. He is, I don't know how old Bry is, but he is going to be the one at some point. Some people, you know how it is, though. The same thing with Collins, little top is the same thing that I would say about Mark Jones. Your traditional play-by-play marks aren't going to like those guys because they're, you know, they're kind of out there, so to speak.
That's why he's almost perfect in his role, though, as a team guy, especially with the Hornets. It makes the Hornets broadcast unique. And, you know,
I'm hearing this random echo. I don't know what the hell is happening.
It's probably, I think something from my phone is playing. Hold
on. My God. Let's go to John in Falls Church in the meantime, in between time. What's going on, John?
Not much. I wanted to chime in on the announcers, but first I was just thinking about, I don't know how many grills you've been to where somebody serves shish kebabs where it's like vegetable meat, vegetable meat, vegetable meat. good idea, mm-hmm. generous, but you're like sitting there with your hands trying to get it off the thing, or there's no plates around. You're trying to like chew the side off the stick.
Are you a shish kebab guy? So you're not a shish kebab guy then, John?
I don't know. If you're having like three people over and you've got plates out and stuff, you know, and it's like a dinner, okay. Yeah.
But
it's a group and they're just there and you're trying to, you know, they're great, but they're.
I feel like it's more like
it's not for.
John, I feel like this is maybe greedy.
It's not a cookout thing.
This may be greedy of me. I look at shish kebabs as like an appetizer, like a snack. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure.
For sure.
They're just, when you get them, and unless there's like unless it's like a fancy spread, you're like, what do I do with this? Like,
right.
I'm gonna cut my mouth a couple times and I'm going to get my hands dirty and I'm going to give up on this thing. But the announcers, I can't stand Joe Buck, and it's not, he doesn't do anything wrong.
Okay.
He just makes it about him. Every situation's about him. And like, he'll tell stories like a spoiled rich kid who like went a lot of places with his parents when he's young, but there's never an interesting story. It's not like he saw a big rat in New York. It's like, I saw the Empire State Building. You're like, yeah, no S you did.
It's, yeah. You,
like the
you're
thing
in New York,
you see
brother.
In New York City. Yeah. And I don't know, he's passed away, but I think Bill Walton was completely underrated. He wasn't play-by-play, he was all
color,
over the place.
For sure.
John.
But just watching that game, if you took him too seriously, you're going to hate him. But
yes.
If you just sat there and just like sat back, watched the game on your own, listened to Dave Pasch or whoever he was working with to get the game and just let him go, it was like two things going on at once. It was like a comedy hour and a basketball game. Mm.
John, real quick, just because you touched on Jack Buck. You know what the first step to becoming a play-by-play broadcaster is?
I don't know.
It's having a dad that's a play-by-play broadcaster.
Yeah, for sure.
That can't hurt.
For
cannot
sure.
Hurt.
You know what? That actually brings me back to somebody that now people are going to think I'm hating because he's around our age. I don't get steamed up for Noah Eagle.
I think he's good. I think a lot of people don't give him enough credit because his dad is Ian, but I like him. He's good.
Ian's voice and like his animation, I just think I prefer it more. Real quick, John, on Joe Buck. Older Joe Buck is better. One thing that you notice, if the dudes do it long enough, their voices change while they're announcers. And Joe Buck's voice has definitely gotten deeper and more serious. I'm not a stan of Joe Buck, but he's not somebody that I'll turn off is the best way that I'll put it.
No, I'm not going to turn off any of them, you know,
right,
but
right.
It does, it's like, hey, come on, man, this game's not about you,
right,
the game
sure.
is about the game, like, and I know he's the lead guy, so he's doing something right,
yeah.
But like on baseball, he'll talk about he'll go into these sidebars about, and guess who I met when my dad was in St. Louis.
You just like, feel like he's
Stan
Musial
was the answer.
Yeah. Feel like
he doesn't say Kirk Flood was a really great guy, which he maybe has before, but like he'll say Stan Musial, and you're like, of course, I know you met him. Your dad worked for the Cardinals. Like that's the answer.
Yeah,
you didn't
sure.
need to tell us a 3-minute anecdote about that.
Yeah, John, we appreciate you as always, man. Enjoy the holiday weekend. We're getting some tweets rolling in here now, and someone threw out one that I'm. Sad that we didn't even mention. Most underrated play-by-play guy. Our guy, Pete Medhurst, voice of Navy football. RIP to him. Yeah, he was a damn dog. In terms of, like, if it wasn't for Pete Medhurst, I wouldn't be the play-by-play voice for Howard University football. Pete Medhurst put me on to a next-level sports broadcast. That's where I got hooked up with Mark Fratto, the former basketball AD from the University of Maryland. He's got his own media company called Linacre Media, and I did a high school game for him, and he's been using me ever since. I've done softball with him, high school basketball, called a lot of Malik Washington games over the past couple of years via Linacre Media, so shout out to Pete Medhurst putting me on with that. Our guy David Morris tweets at me, and he basically tweeted food porn at me. David, if this is your grill right now, brother, God, you grilled the hell out them burgers. Are those two burgers on? You got to tweet at me again, David. Are those two burgers you got rolling right now on top of each other, or is that just one thick-ass burger? Ben, I'm about to send it to you. I was talking about
I'm looking at it. Look through the glass.
Bro, that's what I was talking about. Like, that is,
That looks really good.
That looks damn good. That is why I love this time of year, man. Now, I know your boy is on a little bit of a weight loss journey, and every time I talk about that, people go, well, how many pounds are you down? It's not about a weight number for me on the scale. It's about physical appearance. But one thing that I've tried to cut out, and I've done a really good job of cutting out, is bread. I am hanging with a buddy at my apartment, and we're thinking about, like, what are we going to do to cook out? And I work basically all day tomorrow, but I'll be home at about 7, and we'll get the party started. We'll have a good time. I'm thinking about a lettuce cheeseburger. I need some red meat in my life. I just don't want to do a hamburger with a bun. So I think I'm going to go a lettuce burger tomorrow. Before a hot dog, I may have to just bite the bullet, man. Ain't nothing like it. Another underrated food. Hot dogs are one thing. They're like the OG. An Italian sausage, boy. Ain't nothing you going to tell me. Italian sausage, man. A sweet with a little bit of spice, ketchup, mustard. Actually, on an Italian sausage, sometimes I just go straight mustard. I won't even go ketchup.
You know what I'm going to have for lunch today?
What are you going to have?
A chopped Italian sandwich. You ever seen that where they chop everything up, put it in the sub roll?
I've never had one of those before.
Yeah, me either. I'm doing it today for the first time.
This is your first time doing it? Okay. Well, yep. There we go. You are going to the ballpark after this, I assume.
I'm not.
So you were just wearing the jersey to wear it?
Yep.
Attaboy. Attaboy. Shout out to Lil Top. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take another quick timeout when we come back. I want to look at this ESPN list. From over the weekend. I talked about it a little bit Friday as I sat in for Kevin Sheehan. They listed the most underrated players at every position in the National Football League. I figured we'd make it local. Who are the most underrated DC sports athletes? We'll do that next here on The Fan. One 800-636-1067, the number right here on The Fan. We're simulcasting on our sister station, the Team 980, as well. Right now, want to continue our conversation. This has been an awesome topic, by the way. Plenty of response on social media. It's at NELL_BTP. And we got to start giving out your handle, too, as well, Lil Top. You're at Ben Strober Media, BenStrober Media. Make sure you guys get my guy's followers up. You can get your followers up, Ben. I want my dollars up. And one way to get your dollars up is if you're able to unearth talent. And I take pride in that. I'm going to pat myself on the back because, look, let's be real about this. Last year, I feel like I unearthed myself and John Kime, unearthed Javonte Jean-Baptiste to the DMV, and now he's that name that people are talking about as well. They didn't sign a defensive end. Is it because of Javonte? It may be. It got me thinking. We're doing overrated, underrated here. Overrated and underrated DC sports athletes. We could throw that in there as well. My guy Vic in Akakik, though, wants to chime in. No, Vince in Akakik wants to chime in. What's going on, Vince?
What's up, Lemieux?
What's going on, brother? The fact that I got y'all confused. This is Vince, correct?
Yeah, it is definitely Vince.
So now you got to tell Lil Top, my producer behind the glass, they're twins. They're brothers. I don't know if they're twins, but I know that they are brothers.
Oh, no way.
Not twins. I'm a year older than Vic.
So it's Vince and Vic and Akakik.
I saw on the car ID, I saw Bell, so I thought it was Vic.
Yeah, so but what you got for us, Vince?
All right, so my underrated guy is our starting center, Tyler Bagg. You know what?
Yeah, badass. We can say it on the air. Badass.
Oh, I mean, I appreciate you trying to look out for me. Yeah. So I feel like it was proof in the pudding. I think he got hurt a couple of games or maybe had to leave a game early or something. And the moment he leaves the field, our offensive line was just like, you could just tell the center of it was gone. And not just, I know how important he was as far as, helping Jaden with the calls and things like that. So I think that played a big aspect, but just like even the physicality of it all, it was like you knew we lost the captain of the offensive line when he wasn't there.
Yeah.
So that's my underrated guy. With that being said, I kind of want to ask you two quick questions.
Go ahead, brother. Lay it on me. And real quick before you ask the question, I actually think Biadasz was getting his ass kicked down the stretch, man. It's tough because, and you know about ball and that, the ego and pride that goes into it. He was hurt down the stretch, man, and his inability to anchor.
He was hurt.
And he didn't play well.
I'm giving it a pass.
And he didn't play well as a result of it. So that's where I, as a fan, Would you rather a guy play through injury and be less than his best self, or would you just rather the backup play? But we know Mike Dieter wasn't worth a damn, so I know people probably.
Well, that was the thing. Our backup center wasn't really worth much, so we had to have him. Because, like I said, also from the knowledge standpoint, I know he helped Jaden a lot with the calls and things like that.
For sure.
The only reason why I'm giving the pass is I do know he played through injury.
Yes.
And honestly, we've had enough guys. I'm not going. I don't want to get mad.
Real quick, though, Vince. What was the two questions you got for us, brother?
All right. So I'm no dummy. Clearly, we know we're going to pay Terry. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to figure out why it's taking us so long. Like, it's Terry.
Yeah. Like, so
I don't want to keep hearing reports about Terry had to skip and then they try to clean it up. Like, nah, it was a family matter or something like that. Like, it's Terry. Let's get him paid. Like, yes. I know we're going to pay him. There's no question in my mind we're going to pay him. But, for like, sure. Why is it taking us so long?
Last quick question.
Mm-hmm. Last quick question. Clearly, everybody's seen the pictures. Jaden hit the weight room. He got a little bigger. We keep everything tight to the vest. I doubt they're going to tell us how much weight he put on. But, Linnell, you're plugged in. If you had to guesstimate or you heard from the grapevine, how much weight do you think he put on? And of what he put on, once the season starts and he starts running and sweating, how much of it is going to last? So, like, that's the real question. How much did he put on and how much of it is going to last? That's going to translate to him being bigger.
Vince, we're up against the clock and I got 2 minutes, so I'll answer it off air. Just make sure you keep listening. Have a good rest of your holiday weekend too, brother, man. Hope to hear from you
soon.
All
right, you too, bro.
Real quick on, I'll start with the Jaden Daniels thing. First of all, his arms look jacked. That may be right after a lifting session and he went out and is throwing, so he may have a little bit of a pump going on. I noticed the first picture, his neck got wider. If you do shrugs and things like that, your neck going wide. Football workouts, power cleans, hang cleans, things of that nature. How much of it does it stick? I don't know. His legs is the stuff that I'm looking at, too. His legs and his quad looked a little bit more defined, too. Vince brought up a good point because it's like, damn, how much does it stick when you're in season and you're not lifting as much? Hopefully all of it. I don't really have a concrete answer on that, but I do know it's very noticeable that he's put on weight. I'm going to ask the question straight up, how much weight has he put on as soon as we get to talk to Dan Quinn. As far as Terry McLaurin, the reason it's taking so long, I think this is just who this regime is. If you notice, last year, I don't think Cosme got the bag. Cosme got paid in between that break between the final preseason game and the start of the regular season, if I'm not mistaken. So I expect a similar timeline for Terry McLaurin. We will talk about Terry McLaurin a bunch tomorrow as I sit in 2-6 right here on the Fan. I'm excited about that conversation. It is at that moment that we will hear from Trevor Sycamore, Pro Football Focus. I know I've been teasing him all show long, but I'm unfortunately not going to pay it off because I'm a terrible host, but there's that. One final segment to go, though, here before we hand things over to Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler. Nats baseball comes your way next. We actually opened up the show talking about the Washington Nationals because it has been eventful for the Curly W's over the past couple of days, past couple of weeks. They've seemingly turned a corner. Will they win the season series or will they win the series this afternoon and take 2 out of 3 against the Giants? You'll find out next here on the Fan. One final segment to go before we hand things over to Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler. They'll get you warmed up with Nats on Deck coming up in about 5 minutes. The series finale of Nationals and Giants. Nats looking to take 2 of 3 from San Francisco. It'll be Michael Soroka on the bump for DC. I believe it's his fourth start of the season. So definitely looking forward to that. Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler on the call per usual. Start number 3 for our guy, Michael Soroka. One thing that I wanted to touch on here real quick, and I got a couple tweets to read too before we get out of here. We were doing the most overrated and underrated things as far as DC sports athletes. We were doing play-by-play broadcasters, foos, rappers, all that. We got hot and heavy into it, so shout out to you all tapping in with that. My guy David Morris, brother, little top. I mean, he's showing us more. He's got glizzies, sausages, corn on the cob. Potato and broccoli salad is where you miss me, David. What the hell is that, brother? I understand sometimes y'all, fruit salads, things like that. You know, my big ass. I need to eat more salad. But no, appreciate you tapping in as always, man. Them burgers he had look good. My guy Patrick N at UConn Cornelius tweets at me and says, underrated DC sports athletes. He said Ryan Finnegan. Did he mean Kyle Finnegan? Who's Ryan Finnegan?
I think he means Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle Finnegan. Hard job to do, but consistent. Yep, the closer for the Washington Nationals. For sure, I agree. He mentioned Martin Fehervari. Martin Fehervari, that one hurts because, first of all, I think it should make everyone feel a lot better about the Nats getting whooped by Carolina because Florida is whooping their arse. Ain't even been close talking about that series, but for sure. He also gave us a couple of more, yeah. Yep, so he gave us Fehervari and Finnegan. G from the shop tapped in with some voice messages as well. These ones we may be able to play over the air, but we don't got the time to. He went with Bill Rafferty and Brent Musburger. That's like underrated. And the explanation for Brent is huge because, like, how can you say Brent Musburger is underrated? I get what G is saying, though. He's kind of longer in the tooth. But big game Brent, man, I'm telling you. G from the shop says I grew up on him for sure. Dick Vitale, he mentioned as well, being underrated, getting mixing in some color guys here now as well. But, like, I'm glad that, like, us as sports fans, it's always about analysis, right? We get up here and we analyze the way the players play. We get up here and we analyze the way the coaches coach. We got to start analyzing our broadcasters a little bit more too, man. It's fun. I love doing it because it helps me get better. But, yeah, always a fun exercise. I'm back with you tomorrow, man. I'm back with you tonight for real. You know how I get down, man. I'm burning the midnight oil trying to get her done. Back with you in about 9 hours right here on 106.7 The Fan via the Infinity Sports Network. I'll take you from 10 to 2 a.m. Eastern time. Then I'll take a pause. Maybe I'll go home, get some shut-out. Maybe I'll get some cookout food from somebody during this in-between time, and I'll be able to chew on that at around 2 a.m. But I'll take a break for about 8 hours. Then I'm back 10 to noon on the Infinity Sports Network. Get a little workout in, come back upstairs, and then me and little top young Ben Strober going to take you all from 2 to 6 tomorrow on The Fan. So a lot of the youngest in charge coming your way. You know how we get during the dog days of summer. I'm holding up the fort and keeping things rocking, man. Super excited for the days to come. We didn't talk about the Commanders too much, but they have voluntary OTAs getting underway. They're already underway, but the first practice session open and available to the media comes your way on Wednesday. Unfortunately, I know I like to be boots on the ground. Unfortunately, I'm sitting in for my guy Kevin Sheehan on Wednesday, so I will not be able to be out there in Ashburn. We will, though, get you wall-to-wall coverage of practice as I'm back with you later that night on Overtime right here on The Fan. So a lot more of the youngest in charge coming your way. That is going to do it, though, as we have taken you around the DMV on this Memorial Day weekend. You can keep the conversation going with me on social media. It is at NELL_BTP. Big thank you to super producer Lil Top, a.k.a. Ben Strober. Give him a follow at Ben Strober Media. Shout out to your calls. Shout out to your tweets. Nats baseball comes your way next here on The Fan.